Hey, folks, welcome to Hawthorn Obsession. I'm Marcus.
I'm Michael.
And, folks, not exactly what we'd expected or hoped against the team we hate the most, but things happen, Michael, and there's a reason for everything.
Yeah, not what we'd hoped, maybe what we'd expected. I did expect to lose that game. I sort of tipped Geelong effectively last week. But to be honest, I think I went into that game just expecting to sort of lose comfortably given the 2 months that preceded that. So, I mean, to almost win, and I mean, you got as close to winning as you can possibly get, really, without getting the job done, I think was, I don't want to say it's a positive, but, you know, I left feeling, I guess, disappointed, but still pleased that Hawthorn, I think, after that performance, are still a contender for this year's premiership.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I actually feel the same way. We hoped they'd get close, and we thought if Hawthorn are going to win, it's going to be close like that. But I sort of had a feeling they're going to lose about 5 or 6 goals, right? Just the way they were seem to be leading into the finals. So, you know, I love their September form. I love what they produced the other night, but they can do better.
Yeah, they can. And, you know, it was the other thing I left sort of thinking was that I really felt like we should have won that game. I thought all their top players, like Hodge and Lewis and Mitchell, were on top of Geelong all night. We really brought our best footy, and I thought Geelong was sort of, you know, a lot of their best players like Bartel and so forth, you know, they're sort of faltering a little bit. So, you know, I think it was a real missed opportunity in that respect. But just there were moments. There was probably a 10 or 15 minute patch in the third quarter where Hawthorn were a few goals up and in control of the game. And I just felt at that point that if Hawthorn kicked a goal or two, that it would be too much for Geelong to come back. And even early in the last quarter, everyone will talk about Isaac Smith missing that shot right at the end. But there was actually a set shot from Luke Bruce, really gettable one early in the last quarter. That I thought if Bruce had kicked a goal, that Hawthorn probably would have gone on to win the game. They had all the momentum and they had a good lead at that point. But it wasn't to be. Both shots were astray. And yeah, here we are. We've again lost to Geelong in a close game. It's a little bit hard to take at this point, but I sort of had some really awful nostalgia about losing to Geelong in close games. But I mean, here we are. I mean, the only good thing about it is we get to go to the footy again this week, playing against the Bulldogs. And, I mean, it should be a really good game. But, I can't help but feel it was a huge missed opportunity in a game that we really should have won.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things where I don't want to think too negative about the whole game. I got a call from my brother on Saturday morning and he wanted a bit of therapy. He wanted me to sort of like set him straight and give him the positive. So I gave him the positive spin. And the positive spin was that, you know, we were hoping for the best on Saturday, but we didn't get it on Friday night, And they did play well though. And in some ways, you know, they probably need a few weeks to actually get themselves back into form for a grand final show. They're actually building momentum, and players like Schoenmakers, who played quite well, is up and about. And I think, of course, the senior players are playing well. And I guess the thing in the end, sometimes little things can make a difference. The fact that Sicily wasn't able to take the field on Friday night turned out to be that sort of quirky difference as well too, because he always comes in and kicks 1 or 2 goals out of nowhere. And I think it's those little things that can make a difference. And he's back this week. So that's going to be a good thing for Hawthorn and our forward structure. Look, they're all up and about. And I'm excited about Friday night, Michael.
Well, that brings me to something else I wanted to speak about regarding the game, Marcus, because we always do our predicted changes. And I think most of the time we actually end up getting it wrong because it seems like every week there's an unexpected change. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I said last week that I thought it would be one of Schoenmakers or Burton that would come out of the team, but in the end it was actually Billy Hartung who came out of the side in the expense of Ben Stratton and Ben McAvoy, and I think that was really surprising, and I just sort of can't wrap my head around why he wasn't selected. I think he would have really helped us on the night.
Yeah, I think I sent you a message saying I think it was because Billy Hartung has been doing some really good things the last few weeks, and it's been good to see him back in form. But the trouble is, though, against a side like Geelong, you actually need players to mind players. He doesn't really mind a player, and I think that's a bit awkward. It makes him a bit unaccountable, and I think we can't afford to have we've got Hill running around. He's not necessarily looking after anyone either, so we can't have too many players running around, not minding anyone in particular, especially if it's Geelong. So I got a feeling he'll be back in this week, Michael Hartung. I got a feeling he'll make an appearance because Footscray are a different sort of a team, and I think that his style would actually suit the Hawthorn Footscray type game. What do you think?
Well, in terms of minding players, I mean, he's an attacking sort of running player, much like Hill and Isaac Smith. And I don't know, I thought on the night we could have really used that. But, you know, as far as whether he'll come back into the team, I'm not really sure, because even when Sicily came out as a late inclusion, they brought Daniel Howe in instead. And Howe was okay, but I'd say Howe gets dropped and Hartung comes in. But I'm not even sure that's going to happen now. There's obviously something about Hartung's game that they're not really liking, so maybe he won't come back into the team, but I hope so. I think Burton won't play based on his injury. I'm not really sure whether or not it'd be right. But to be honest, I didn't actually think he was playing all that well before he got injured. He looked a bit nervous in a final, and I think that might be the last we see of Burton this year at least. But, yeah, look, I hope Hartung's back in the team next week, as is Sicily, because I think we really missed him too. So maybe, I mean, we're sort of jumping ahead a bit here, but I think for the changes, I'd like to see Sicily and Hartung in and Burton and Howe out. But look, we've had surprises nearly every single round in terms of changes. So who knows what might happen? I don't know.
I agree with your suggestions. I think that's what's going to happen this week.
I predict that won't happen. There'll be one change that no one saw coming, like maybe like Spanger back in or something like that. And just like, I didn't see that coming.
The Spanger one won't happen.
Something like that.
That's just some wild dream.
I didn't think that Hartung would be dropped either. So, you know, things happen. But, yeah, I think let's talk about the big news of the week. And it was only broken yesterday. On Friday night, I saw an article saying that Jaeger O'Meara had actually picked Essendon as his preferred club. But Hawthorn actually came out and Graham Wright had a statement on yesterday, which was Tuesday, saying that Jaeger O'Meara has chosen Hawthorn and that they'll be arranging a trade with Gold Coast.
Michael, I think that it's really exciting news, isn't it? It's great news.
Well, it is exciting. I'm sort of a bit perplexed as to how Hawthorn are going to do this deal. But, I mean, I guess they'll work that out. But yeah, I'm really, really happy that – I mean, because this is a guy – and I've done a little bit of research now that I know he's coming to Hawthorn, because I didn't know a whole lot about him. I mean, I knew that he was a good young player. But from what I understand, early days, a lot of people were sort of suggesting this guy might be one of the best players in the competition one day. He won the Rising Star Award. He was a really high draft pick. And he sort of got a bit of everything. Like, physically, he's built really well. He's got really, like, a big upper body strength. And he's actually really fast, too. He's got great skills, really good goal sense. He's got everything, basically. I think the big question mark on him is his fitness. What I mean by that is that his injury, a bit injury prone. He hasn't played in the last 2 years, which is really concerning. But I don't know, hopefully he can shake that off, because if everything goes right, Marcus, I mean, he could be a really, really good player for Hawthorn. He could be one of our best players in a few years if everything goes right with that one.
I reckon he's an absolute gun, and I reckon I'm really excited that he's coming to Hawthorn. I think he's the sort of player you actually want on the ball, and he's got that bit of X factor about him, which we do like at Hawthorn. And of course, he comes to Hawthorn, they know how to handle these sort of players and get their fitness right, so he'll become a better player at Hawthorn, and that potential will be realised.
Yeah, it's sort of... It also sort of underlines a change in the way Hawthorn have sort of recruited or their new recruiting policy. It really looks like they're trying to rebuild without having to go to the draft as much as possible. I know they got Burton last year, but they even tried to trade away picks to get Carlisle last year, if you remember. So, you know, they've gone out of their way now to sort of trade for young midfielders so that they don't have to bottom out. And I think that's I don't know. It remains to be seen whether or not it's a good strategy. We'll see, I guess. But we're going to have to give away a lot of picks, I think, to get O'Meara. I mean, we're easily our first pick in the draft and you know, probably another pick if we can get one. I don't know. It's going to be a bit difficult, but I don't know. I heard a lot of different rumours about the kind of players the Gold Coast are interested. Apparently they want Sicily. And I said,
that's not going to happen.
Well, you know, Marcus, I think if you want a player like that, if you want to take a club's best young player, you're probably going to have to give something up. So I wouldn't be surprised if someone like that does leave.
Yeah. Look, I don't really have a lot of problems with Hawthorn the way they do all these sort of things. They do seem to know what they're doing, and they always do a really – I mean, I don't think Hawthorn – Graham Wright and his gang have done a fantastic job with Hawthorn the last 3 years, and this is the sort of player – we need one of these sort of players every draft, a gun like this coming in.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sicily was just one name that was sort of suggested. I don't know whether that will happen. I also saw Will Langford sort of name thrown up there as well. I don't know whether they really want him, to be honest, but – Yeah, we'll see what happens with that one. It's going to be a very, very big trade period. Just not even just for Hawthorn, just across the AFL in general. It's going to be. I can't think of more like rumours and sort of players that have already announced they want to leave. I can't think of that of a trade period with as much of that going on. So I think there's going to be a lot of moves. Maybe there'll be some unexpected ones too. But so far, I think Hawthorn have on their hit list. They've got O'Meara, Vickery, and Tom Mitchell. So. 3-in-1 trade period would be huge. I don't think Hawthorn have done that before. Not 3 big names anyway. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Sounds great. Exciting stuff. Now, this weekend, Michael, the big game, Friday night.
Look, I don't really know what to expect. On one hand, I think maybe Hawthorn peaked a bit against Geelong that night. But, you know, on the other hand, I think the Bulldogs might have done the same thing against West Coast. I don't think anybody saw that coming. I fully expected that if we lost to Geelong, we'd probably be playing against West Coast. But, look, here we are. We're playing against the Bulldogs, who are in great form. Can you be in great form if you play one great game? I don't know. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it'll be a really entertaining match. I don't really know what to expect, I guess is what I'm saying. I think 2 weeks ago I would have said we're certainly going to win this game, but now I don't really know. So, I'm sure it'll be a great game. I'm just really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think we'll be fine this weekend. We like playing the Doggies, and I mean, they're a good team. They played well last week. I enjoy watching that game as well too. They look pretty good, but the Hawks are on the improve, and they've got one thing in mind. So I think we'll be okay this Friday night, Michael. Let's wrap it up the show. So, folks, you can find all our podcasts on SoundCloud. Of course, we're RadioCarrum.org is the organisation where we're broadcasting through. And we'll be back next week after the Hawks beat the Doggies, and looking forward to a big win on the weekend. Folks, take it easy. We love Hawthorn. We know you do as well too. And looking forward to a big Friday night. Come on, mighty Hawks.